From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
More fabulous he could not be. Fantastic job all week long taking good care of WKOK's On the Mark program and WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our producer, we appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, movie Mike McGranahan is here, professional movie critic, women in cinema advocate, author, and real movie buff, if there ever was one, a real professional movie critic. His appearances are always sponsored by the Campus Theater, campustheater.org. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for checking in today.
Good morning. Glad to be there with you, at least by phone, if not in person.
Well, I do appreciate it. But there was some good news overnight. You sent me an email that AMC, which owns the chain locally, is going to allow you to go see a movie in the theater.
Yes, the long national nightmare of not being able to go to the movies is almost over. AMC announced yesterday that they plan to reopen 450 of their 600 theaters in North America on July 15th, and the other 150 will open a week later. They did announce an entire series of new regulations that they're going to have to try to make people feel safe. That includes blocking off every other row of seats so you can maintain social distancing. And they're also going to thoroughly clean each auditorium in between shows. Those are just two examples of what they're going to do, but they have an entire procedure in place for how they will attempt to keep their theaters clean and make people as safe as possible.
And attendance will probably be lower, so I would think going to the movies would be pretty safe. What's your opinion about that? You've been following all issues related to the pandemic as well.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, they're going to start off by only having 30% capacity for each auditorium. So they won't be able to sell as many tickets. You won't be in there with as many people. The hitch to all this, and the part that gives me a little bit of pause, is that they are making masks mandatory for their employees, but not for their customers. They're encouraging customers strongly to wear masks, but they're not mandating it. So that's really the only hitch in it. You know, whether or not people feel comfortable sitting in a mostly empty movie theater with somebody who might not be wearing a mask.
Well, Pennsylvania law right now requires individuals going to a business to wear a mask, but once you're in the theater, is the assumption that once you're seated, then the mask can come off. That's sort of the AMC policy then?
Right. I mean, in states where it's mandatory, it will be mandatory to wear a mask. But the question also is whether they're going to enforce it. Because, of course, you go to the movies and the lights go down, it's dark in there, who knows whether you're wearing a mask or not. So they would need to have people coming in on a regular basis and making sure everyone's keeping their mask on, especially since there is eating and drinking involved at movies, too. So there's some hang-ups there with the masks, but they have another month to figure that out before they reopen.
Well, I generally do not go to the first few days of a movie. I'm usually a couple weeks out, and social distancing's never been an issue in the theaters I go to anyway. I don't sit on top of anyone else, and generally the theaters are, you know, 30% full anyway. So for most runs of most films, it should be almost back to normal, right?
Pretty much. I think our area is different than a metro area like New York or Chicago would be. I mean, I go to the movies, too. I tend to go at off times, and it's not usually crowded at all. But I don't think that they commonly sell out and have full packed theaters day after day after day unless there's a big movie like The Avengers, just because we don't have millions and millions of people in this area. So I think we're slightly at a more of an advantage in that sense.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on that. AMC Theaters, will you go to the theater? You know, I see so many service people and people you would wish would wear a mask not. I try to be pretty darn careful. You are being pretty darn careful. Will you go to the theater?
I'm hoping to. I mean, that's still the part that makes me nervous. We had a worker here at the house the other day who came in without a mask, and that kind of bothered all of us. So the mask thing is pretty important to me, but I'm going to wait here. AMC got a lot of bad reactions online overnight to that no mask required policy. So my hope is that in the next month here, they're going to switch course on that and say, you know what, we do recommend or do require it coming into the theaters. I got 4 weeks to make my choice about how I'm going to respond, but I can tell you I can't wait to get back in there.
All right. Well, yeah, there's just nothing like it. The big screen and the great audio and the popcorn. And
the whole atmosphere of the theater. I think there's a sense of excitement when you walk into a movie theater.
Well, sure. And if it's a comedy, other people laughing with you always seems to enhance the shows. Okay, so that's AM Theaters, July 15th. Do you know, is our local theater on the July 15th list at AMC?
I would presume so. They have not announced which theaters yet. They will be showing a couple new movies plus some classics, and they're going to offer discounted tickets and concessions to try to lure people back in. But if you want to know specifically when our theater will open, you'll have to stay tuned to their website, amctheaters.com. They'll be making the full announcement soon.
The Oscars have been postponed, so tell us all about the Oscars this year.
Yeah, the 93rd Academy Awards, initially scheduled for February 28th, 2021, has been postponed until April 25th of next year, and that's because of the way the coronavirus has affected movie distribution. Of course, we have not had new movies coming out for months, or big new movies, and that's thrown the, that's